Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Diapoulos on the phone right now, 12 years NFL supervisor of officials. And what I was trying to ask you before, Jim, is I bet that you're happy you weren't the supervisor of officials for the last 2 weeks.
You know, Robin, it was probably a very difficult week for Al Riveron. And, you know, things like that happen. But it was just a really egregious mistake by the officials. And unfortunately, it was at a really inopportune time. So, no, I'm really glad I was not up in the league office at that time.
You know, if you were, would you be worried about how that could affect the performance of the refs going into this game? Or do you think, you know, these guys know what they're doing, they can put that past them? I mean, obviously, it's not the same group of people, but just the idea that the officials will be so closely watched in this game.
I would hope that John Perry and his crew, who are, you know, this is really an awfully good crew that they've put together for the Super Bowl, I would hope that they could put all that behind them and take care of the game at hand. And I'm sure that they'll take care of this. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of scrutiny on this game. There's going to be people looking at them. And but that's what their job is, and they've done this before. So I'm sure they'll do an excellent job this weekend.
You were the umpire for Super Bowl 33. I think a lot of times one of the things we talk about in the sports media is the pressure of the Super Bowl. And I think sometimes you see those jitters for players when the game starts and the like. How's that like for an official? Because the moment is obviously big for you guys as well. What do you do to prepare to make sure that you're not affected by the moment?
You know, it's kind of interesting because the week leading up to the Super Bowl is really kind of tough. You know, you're trying to make arrangements, trying to put everything together, and all the preparation is a little bit more intense at this time. Once the game starts, you know, once you blow that first whistle or throw that first flag, it's just another football game. You know, you get concentrated. But during the week when you're at the Super Bowl site and you're going through all the preparation and the media's there and you're running through, you know, your pregame activities, there's an awful lot of pressure. And I see that it's the same situation in the players. It's out of the normal routine, which is out of the normal routine for the officials as well.
Do you change the way you call the game at all? Is that a real thing, like where you let more go? Is that something that's talked about, specific things you're going to focus on? You know, what changes?
Well, absolutely not. You work the game as you would work any game, but I can tell you, you know, in watching Super Bowls over all these years, you know, when you get to this game, it's for some reason these players play a whole lot better. You see fewer fouls in the Super Bowl because they're on the bigger stage. The players understand the implications of, you know, of making a mistake or committing a foul at this point. They don't take the chances that they probably would take during the regular season or even in the playoffs. But you work the game as you would work any other game. And hopefully, as I said, the toughest games to really work are the championship games because, you know, these guys are going to – the winners go to the Super Bowl. The losers are done for the day, for the week. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to be as fair as you can, but there's a whole lot more pressure on the officials that are working the championship game.
Robin Lundberg talking to Jim Diapoulos, 12 years NFL supervisor of officials, umpire for Super Bowl 33 here on CBS Sports Radio. Back to the non-call for just a second. There's been a lot of talk about what should happen as a result of it. But the one thing I've sort of said is, I don't know if anything needs to change as a result of the call. I just don't understand how that call could be missed. We know there's human error, but that one was just so blatant, so egregious. Can you explain, is there any way to rationalize how it actually happened that way?
You know, to be really truthful, like, you know, I've looked at the play a number of times, and the line of scrimmage official had primary responsibility of, Tommy Lee Lewis coming out of the backfield. And, you know, that's his responsibility 100%, and he should be staying with that player the whole time. Once the ball is thrown is in the air, then you have about three or four sets of eyes that are going to that football to try to determine, you know, if there's any illegal action going on. I wish there was an easy answer to it, but it was just an absolutely blown call. It was eyes that were that saw the action and just determined that there wasn't a foul there. And you know, I have not had an opportunity to talk to any of the officials. I haven't talked to anyone in the league office about it. I think this is one of those ones that everyone just kind of stuck the flag in their pants and did not take it out. And unfortunately, it made a really black mark for the officiating department up there.
Let's remove that play for a second, because I wouldn't want to do it just based on that play. But are there changes that you would like to see enacted that you think would help the officiating overall?
You know, there's so much talk about improving instant replay, and I really think instant replay is a tremendous asset to officiating. It's an officiating tool that's available to the officials. But I'd like to see it expanded a bit. I'd like to see it expanded to assist on the illegal hits. I don't necessarily want to see instant replay on judgment calls, because that's just the nature of the game. But when you're having illegal hits on defenseless players, and they happen so quickly that I think, given the opportunity, as they do in the college game, they allow the replay official to take a look at those types of hits. So I would like to see them expanded a little bit to include illegal hits on defenseless players, such as the quarterback, the receivers, et cetera, to be included in instant replay.
Jim, appreciate you taking the time this morning and appreciate your perspective, obviously, given your wealth of experience. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.